But God is still God. Amen. He is still God. Hallelujah. No eating your pies in church this morning. Just want to let you know. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Let's stand this morning. Amen. I hadn't read this for a while, and I was encouraged when I was reading it again this morning, so I want to encourage you with it. And it tells us who we belong to. And it's very important that we always remember who we belong to. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's the keeper of creation and the creator of all things. He's architect of the universe and the manager of all times. He always was, always is, always will be unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised but brought healing. He was pierced but eased pain. He was persecuted but brought freedom. He was dead and brings life. And he is risen to bring power, and he reigns to bring peace. The world can't understand him. Armies can't defeat him. Higher education cannot explain him away. Leaders, they can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. Nero couldn't crush him. Philosophers cannot replace him. And fake news cannot explain him away. I added that in there. You remind yourself that he is light, he is love, he is longevity, and he is the Lord. He is goodness and kindness and faithfulness, and he is God. He is holy, righteous, powerful, and pure. His ways are right, and his word is eternal. His will unchanging, and his mind is on us. He's our Savior, our God, our peace, our joy, our comfort, our Lord, and he rules our lives. We serve him because his bond is love. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. And his goal for us is abundant life. We follow him because he's the wisdom of the wise, the power of the powerful, the Ancient of Days, the ruler of rulers, the leader of all leaders. And his goal is a relationship with us. He'll never leave us, never forsake us, never mislead us, never forgets us, never overlooks us, and never cancels your appointment in his appointment book. And when you fall, he'll lift you up. When you fail, he'll forgive you. And when you're weak, he's strong. When you're lost, he's your way. When you're afraid, he's your courage. And when you stumble, he will steady you. And when you're hurt, he's going to heal you. When you're broken, he will mend you. And when you're blind, he will lead you. When you're hungry, he will feed you. And when you face trials, he's with you. When you face persecution, he will shield you. When you face problems, he will comfort you. When you face loss, he will provide for you. And when we face death, he's going to carry us home to meet him. He is everything for everybody, everywhere, every time, and in every way. He is our God. And that, my brothers and sisters, is who we belong to today. So no matter what kind of week you've had or maybe thinking about things that may be going on next week, remember who you belong to. Amen. Remember who you belong to. Thank you, Father. We just welcome you, precious Holy Spirit, in this place today. We have come for one purpose and one purpose only, and so that you might be lifted up. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this place today to come and set up on us and bring breakthrough in our lives. That we may see some things today, Lord, that we've not seen before. And that we may hear a word from you today, Lord, that will bring us encouragement and empower us for the next step of our journey. For each step that we're on, Lord, we just believe that they've been ordained by you, and we choose to follow in those steps. And at times when the path is not so clear, we trust in you, we trust in your word, and you always give us enough light for the step that we're on, and that's called faith and trust. We recognize you as Lord of Lords and King of Kings today. And all that may be going on around us, Lord, the chatter will not be louder than the voice that we hear in our inner spirit. The voice that we hear in our hearts. The voice that speaks peace to us when things around us are in turmoil. The voice that says, I've got you covered. Trust me. the voice that says, keep on keeping on, for I've provided you the strength that you need. We have today, we don't have tomorrow yet, and yesterday's gone. And he says to you today, let go of the regrets, let go of the things that you could have, might have, or wanted to do. Yesterday is gone, but we have now. Now faith is. Tomorrow's not yet come, but we have now. And that's the most important part of your life is now. And this is my prayer for you. My response is to get down on my knees before the Father, this magnificent Father, who parcels out all heaven and earth. And I ask him to strengthen you by his Spirit, not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength. That Christ will live in you as you open the door and invited him in. And I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all followers of Jesus the extravagant dimension of Christ's love. Reach out and experience the breadth. Test its length. Plumb the depths, rise to the heights, live for full lives, full in the fullness of God. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine. Or guess or request in your wildest dream. He does not do it by pushing us around, but by working within us, his Spirit deeply and gently within us. And everybody said amen.
You know, the Lord reminded me a story, because we're opening with the song, Let Your Mercy Reign, and it's got the, you know, sometimes you need to pay attention to the words, because it says in the song, it says, you reached down and lifted us up. You came running. God came running after you. When Miriam was about 2 years old, we were visiting some friends in western part of the state, and they've got a swimming pool. Well, they had a fence around it and everything. It wasn't swimming pool time, so it was closed and everything. So Scott and their son was playing in a sand pile, I think, outside. We were all in the house just, you know, cutting up, laughing, going on. All of a sudden, we heard Scott say, Mom and Daddy, Miriam's in the swimming pool. Well, everybody took off running, and she was. She was just, and this man right here, of course, that's been a while ago, over 40 years ago. But you know what he did? He jumped over the fence, running, jumped in the pool, pulled her out. She had never taken a breath. She just kind of went, looked down and said, I got my new shoes wet. She had gone, climbed in there, saw that sliding board that goes down into the pool, decided to, and you know, and when I was thinking about this song this morning, I said, God, you know what you're doing? God has this concept of, where's Laverne today? Where is she? I've got to go running after her. God's running after me today. I don't have to go looking for him. Aren't you excited about that? Glory to God. Amen.
God, you have done great things. God, you give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with a song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. God, you have done great things. God, you give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with a song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign on us. You're the faithful one when the world's falling apart. So let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign on us. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love, oh God.
You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign on us. You're the faithful one when the world's falling apart. So let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign on us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, we learned this in church. Deep and wide,
deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide.
Come on now.
Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide.
That's the love of God, okay?
Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide.
Hallelujah, the love of God, church. Hallelujah, he's running after me today. Glory to God, I'm right here, God. Here I am, Lord. We praise you and we magnify you, Jesus. What a glorious day it is today. Amen. Glory to God.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who would carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my tomb till I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. Now your mercy has saved my soul. Now your freedom is all that I know. The old made new, Jesus, when I met you, when you called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. I needed rescue, my sin was heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan, but now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open. 'Cause when you call my name, I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day.
You know, church, when you're going through some things, just keep playing, Brother Bob. You know, you just can sense that darkness around you. And when God's love, and or that word or a song, all of a sudden it just illuminates. It's just like you running out, isn't it? You just run into what? You're running into that glorious day. Shame, everything, nothing. Nothing can keep me in the grave because he took it, didn't he? Let's do that second verse.
Now your mercy has saved my soul. Now your freedom is all that I know. The old made new, Jesus, when I met you, when you called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day.
Do that bridge again. You ready?
I needed rescue. My sin was heavy, but chains broke.
Okay. Weight of your glory.
I needed shelter. I was an orphan, but now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open. But when you call my name, I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You call my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Oh, we love you so much today, Father. We just give you the glory and the honor as we magnify and worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want the ushers to get ready. I praise God for his provision, that you are blessed and you give, and because you give, you're blessed again. Amen. I thank God. Thank you, Miss Phyllis, for those apple pies. The donations going for the building. You know, and she's doing it as an act of faith. God, I'm going to do this. I can make apple pies. And God says, I'm going, and you who are here now, they're all gone. They're already gone. She didn't make enough. Glory to God. Father, thank you. for taking care of new life for the nations. Thank you for blessing your people as they give in Jesus' name. We have a good God, don't we, church? We serve a king that's so good, that's all he wants for you is good. Because every good and perfect gift comes from where? From the Father above, in whom there is no shadow of turning. He is not going to turn on you. Glory to God. I love this song. I like saying, you are good.
Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song. And you are good, good. Oh, 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 let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor of the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of the days. Oh, he is my song. And you are good.
Come on.
Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. For you are good.
Come on.
Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh,
say that. You're never gonna let me down. Come on, church.
You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. For you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh,
glory to God. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I just praise you so much this morning that you are good. You're good and you're running after us and you're looking for us. And we can hide in your shadow of the Almighty God for your protection and dwelling. Thank you, Father God. We love you so much. You know, church, I just pray this morning as you come in. And, you know, I know we come in as, I mean, a lot of junk's happened this last week, good, bad, and otherwise. You know, it's good to be with family on special occasions, but sometimes they can be kind of hectic to be with family on special occasions. But God, you got to keep Jesus at the center. Just keep Jesus. So if you can stand there, we're going to worship him. We're going to make a prayer. Jesus, be the center of my life. And you know, if you will let every day say, Jesus, be the center of my life today. And you make that conscious choice. Because I don't feel saved every morning when I get up. Believe it or not, I don't get up running. Sometimes I have to talk myself into it. Sometimes I don't want to go to Walmart and walk, even though it's good for me. And I have to get up and make myself do it. You know why? I make a choice. And I make a choice to make Jesus the center of my life.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Jesus, be. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
I forgot that verse there, didn't I?
Jesus.
Let's go to that verse.
Jesus, be the center of our church. Jesus, be the center of our church.
That's it.
From beginning to
every knee shall bow.
Every tongue shall confess you, Jesus.
That's where we go. Do that verse again. Are you ready?
Jesus, be the center of our church. Jesus, be the center of our church. and every knee will bow. Every tongue shall confess you, Jesus.
There it is.
Jesus.
Now say that name.
Jesus. 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 From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord, that you're the center of our church. You know, I've always heard that if you start it right and you end it right, they're going to forget how you did it in the middle. But you know, it doesn't matter. It's the words, isn't it? Jesus is at the center. And you know, this is my desire, is to honor him. And I know this is an old one. And I remember the first person that ever led this song. And I pray for her today, Melinda Atkinson. She led this song. She's doing well. And I thank God what he's brought her through. I thank God for Jim and Connie, for the stand they've made. It's not been easy, but you know, she's standing for the Lord now. Hallelujah. And every time we do this song, I think of her. Amen.
This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. All I have within me, I give. Every moment I'm awake, have your way in me. This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. I give you praise. All that I adore is in you. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, have your way in me.
Come on,
Lord, I give you my heart.
Come on, church.
I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Have your way in me.
You know, that kind of sounds like I surrender all, doesn't it? You know, I surrender all. Now, there was some things yesterday that I didn't give to him. But, you know, I've got a brand new day today. I surrender all. All to thee, my precious Savior. Now, I don't know if there's a little corner in your life that you kind of hold him back from God. We do that sometimes, don't we? Or we put a Band-Aid over something and say, I don't want him to see this. But, you know, just open up this morning and just surrender it all to him. And let that healing flow from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. You may be listening to this as it's recorded on our website. And you know, God knows. And the thing you need to know is he knows. Just open it up to him and surrender it. Whatever need you've got, whatever hurt you've got, whatever grief or brokenness you've got, he's the mender. I surrender all, Lord. Hallelujah. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my we praise you so much. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Bob and Kim.